Hello. Welcome. I'm here with the beautiful Sonia Lynn. I'm going to introduce, and she's going to introduce herself as well. But before we get started, as always, I want you just to take a minute because I know you've probably been running around. You're just sitting down to spend some time with yourself. So take in a big, deep breath. Let it out slowly. Want you to leave whatever happened this morning. We don't need to be thinking about dinner and all the chaos and craziness that's happening in our lives. You are worthy of spending the next 10 to 15 minutes hanging out here and learning and taking care of you. So, congratulations for showing up for yourself. Sonia, I'd love for you to introduce yourself and talk a little bit about what you do, what brought you to the work that you're doing.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's an honor to be here. And so, yes, my name is Sonia Lin, and beautiful intro of exactly just allowing ourselves to be, not being human doings and just being away from that fight or flight. So that's a passion of mine as a interventionist counselor, psychosomatic healing practitioner, Reiki, EFT master, and spiritual mentor and life coach through transitions, these, cycles of life. We are cyclical. It's our nature, and just these transitions can leave us to who are we when we're not running around doing things, being busy, hustling, different transitions, death, divorce, disease, midlife, menopause, these stages that bring things forward for us to look at. So I love to partner with people on that and to connect with who we truly are when we're not in that fight or flight, and to give ourselves permission to be who we truly are away from who we thought we were.
Love that. You also wear many hats.
Yes.
So you listed a whole bunch of them, which is really exciting. And it's so appropriate to have you here in the week where we're really focusing on and talking about the nervous system. So can you talk a little bit about the different modalities that you've found in your history, in your practices, to be helpful in regulating a nervous system in a world that is not really designed for us to do so?
It's essential. And that's what, in addition to those modalities, that brought me to meditation and breath work and ways to calm the nervous system, because 95% of illness, disease, challenges are from stress. And stress is perception based. So how do we reduce the stress in our lives? We shift our perception. And our emotions are energy in motion. So, using our breath, using the power of our breath, the power that created the body, can heal the body. And through life is meant for meditation. So, these modalities that are really essential in bringing in breath work, pranayama, meditation. The intention is to calm the nervous system, right? Out of the fight or flight, to our natural state, which is calm, to be, to have that rest and digest. Like you said, that this busyness, of society's programming of what creates these challenges of perfectionism and this hustling and this doing. To feel adequate or enough, this worthiness to feel safe, ultimately, to learn to feel safe to just be and to care for ourselves. So that's kind of that first step of that root source, behind that stress of feeling safe to be able to do less. I think you had touched on, do less to achieve more, not forcing, but to be able to go with the flow. When we re restore ourselves back, then we can be that best version of ourselves for ourselves and our loved ones and all that we love to do. So, some of these, going back to the modalities of taking my practice further to help as you're doing, to help people get to the source of it, because Western medicine, focus on the symptoms, but we can prevent. We can actually, through learning from the Eastern culture, so some of my trainings and modalities through different stages of yoga beyond the physical, because we're more than the mind, we're not the body and just the mind, to get into the other parts of the other limbs of yoga. And that's the concentration, the focus, the meditation, going inward, and connecting with our breath. So some of my trainings and initiations are from swamis in India. So we can learn a lot from them, this Eastern way of, and they can learn from us, of this balance of bringing the material world and the spiritual world together, because that's the missing piece. Since we're not just the mind, we're not the mind and the body, who are we? And we are consciousness and soul. So it takes this, my branding of living unbroken. We're not broken. It's the faulty programming. We're not. It's an undoing of everything that we've been taught. It's this relearning, and coming back to what we've forgotten, our true nature, which is peace, which is calm. So these modalities that I've tied in, through coaching practice, are just essential for this foundation, this new foundation, to handle all that life brings us. And, through these modalities that, that the symptoms don't have to be so severe. They don't have to be so painful through these transitions, for these different lifestyle behaviors that can really exacerbate, these symptoms, but we can enhance hormonal harmony and reduce this stress through having, ultimately, it's a meditation practice. And if meditation, that can be a word for some, I can't meditate, or the thought of, the ego mind, it's meant to keep us safe. But we're not always in fight or flight. All of these things that we feel, these are not life-threatening. So to be able to take that time. And, one tip is thinking about, breathing and breath work. And hopefully we can get into more of what is breath work and pranayama. But that is meditation and all of these things, these modalities. It's following our breath. That's what it is. It's learning to follow our breath, because it's so, crucial that it's automatic. We don't have to think about it. But we have about 22,000 breaths a day. And how many are we aware of? So that's the purpose of meditation, to bring awareness to our life of what we're doing, to bring this awareness away from the delusions of separateness, where all this stress is, and connection, to be in harmony, with who we are, and this intuitive nature that we have for this mind, body, and spirit connection, for empowering us to heal ourselves. I know that was a
That
long question. Oh.
it was awesome. It was beautiful. And you touched on so many things that I'm shaking my head yes the whole time. Because this is what I see in my practice. So my practice is a little bit different in that I have 25 years of pretty traditional medicine behind me with several years of more integrative style medicine. And in my practice, I get a lot of people coming to me who are very dysregulated, but they're coming to me for their physical concerns, right? They're not there for their nervous system. They're there because of their digestive issues and their hormone imbalance, and they're not sleeping and their weight is going up and all of those pieces. And that is a message that I am very consistent with across the board when I'm talking to people, that I can give you an intervention. I can talk to you about a supplement. We can try checking labs and looking for things. But if your nervous system is dysregulated, all the things that we're doing, I'm literally like throwing a thimble full of water onto your forest fire. And it there, so it is like I'm probably a broken record a little bit, but I'm passionate about it, that people need to be working on ways to get calmer. And I'm sure that you find this as well. Some of the struggle with that is society, and that again, everybody thinks we should be doing But also old programming. I love what you said about unlearning the old programming that our worth is defined by our productivity, right? Idle hands are the devil's work, like all the things that we've, and it's amazing how unsafe people can feel when they're not doing, how difficult of a transition that is for somebody that's constantly spent their lives on the go. So I love that,
To try to ease the anxiety, to ease the anxiety from the outside, which is never calms it.
Right. So I'm love that there are so many modalities in order to help people. And because some people need one path, some people need many. I do get an eye roll periodically when I mention meditation. So it's always nice when,
Oh, yeah.
you can shift it away and talk about breath work. Because again, you're already doing it, you're breathing.
That's it. It's just learning to follow the breath. And just to go back, what you had said, this burnout, and I know we've touched on before of this doing and doing and this burnout, it's just a lost sense of self. And so, this learning to go inward and even just starting by following the breath, meditation, it can be very challenging, right? To learn to sit. After, what do you mean? And to go inward and to quiet. And that's the missing piece to create some space. We need to create some space and expansion because ultimately what we want, we all want love and connection. And it's not met through external and all of these ways of the healing and the frustration it could bring you that led you to this of, okay, there's so much more. And that's that ego-limited mind of trying to look outside of ourselves because that part of our consciousness isn't aware that it's actually inward. And so we can't force someone out of their own. I couldn't force myself. No one else could. The prison of my own mind, where all of these messages, like you said, all of these physical symptoms are messages that lead back to the emotional root of it.
In your coaching practice, because I know that one of your many hats too is coaching, what are you finding as challenges in particular when it comes to women in the ages of perimenopause into their transition to menopause and postmenopause? What are you finding as routine challenges?
Lack of energy, difficulty concentrating, and let's see, yeah, the trouble sleeping. Let's see, I'm trying to think of what else. I think there's something else I can't think of what it is. I know a lot of through anxiety is a big one,
Huge.
which then can also contribute to the temperature changes and the hot flashes and things like that. But this also this sense of something is missing in life.
Yes.
There's this again, trying to fill that from outside, there's this void. And by constantly doing and trying to achieve and all and then there's just this space, who am I? What there's still this
Yes.
void, there's this something missing, and that's that disconnect without labels, because removing all the labels of who we're not, but this it can be codependency, this lost sense of self of dependent on something else to feel enough or worthy or lovable or good or all of these things. And all of this is within, so these practices are, then you can feel that there's three realities in life, truth, wisdom, and bliss. And so it's going inward away from that ego self feeling, oh, we have to do something. Get the answers from without ourselves, that shift that ego transcendence into open our heart and connect with the true essence of who we are, that also spiritual being, for that peace, joy, and bliss fulfillment. So it's diving inward.
You said something that it's the who am I? And so I see that as well very regularly in women in my age range that we've been all these roles. So we've been the worker, we were the maybe the spouse, the mother, the PTO worker, all the things. And when I see patients, one time when I ask them about their habits and things going on in their lives, sometimes I will ask people, what defines you, or what is it that gives you joy? And it's so sad what a stumper of a question that is. Because again, like you said, a lot of times we get lost, and then we're going into this next part where maybe the kids are going to be out, and maybe our career is changing a little bit, and we have to look and say, where did I go? And like you said, you can't find those answers externally. It does require you to slow down, reconnect with yourself, dive in and figure out, like, who am I? What do I enjoy? All those pieces.
And without the judgment and the criticism of the protector that has been a coping mechanism to just, oh, be curious and compassionate with yourself, right? To ask. And when you remove the I am this and I am that and all of these, it's what it is left. So and that's where now my focus really is on this transition through because it does create this space, this void. But rather than it feel like it's painful and there's an emptiness, it's this beautiful place of discovery now, without the judgment and criticism, but this opportunity through the different stages and phases we in life. So it's flipping that script of, oh, okay, we're consciousness. We are so much more than the mind, the body, all of that. And when you remove into our higher self, who are we? We're peace, love, and joy, and light. That's who we are.
That sounds wonderful to me. I love that. Can you go through, do you mind talking a little bit more, like when we say breath work, can you describe that? Like, that I think is a really important practice, underutilized. And if you can talk, some people don't even know what that means. So if you just talk about what it is and what it looks like, and that would be really helpful.
So breath work is being aware of the breath. Conscious breathing. So rather than just the default way, it is this conscious connected breathing. So, it happens automatically, and then it's starting to bring awareness to our breath. Each emotion has a different breathing pattern. And oftentimes, anxiety, shallow, fast. So conscious breathing patterns, and pranayama it's the art of paying attention to our breath. So it's really just not going through the default motions of life, but learning to go inward, learning to connect with ourselves, learning to follow our breath and the power of it. So our breath, prana is our breath. Prana is our vital life force energy. And it's our mind, it's our soul, and it's the lengthening and expanding and enhancing the energy, the direction of our prana. So we talked about, illness, disease, the energy gets stuck or questioning who we are, or this, there's no laziness. It's our level of awareness where we all get stuck in life and we can only see our highest perspective and below. So it's this vital life force energy of learning to connect with the breath, the power of our breath. It's so essential. It's always with us. It's always there. And it's that pattern of getting out of the mind. That's the meditation of just learning if meditation is a block for some. Well, you breathe, learn to practice to follow your breath. That's meditation. So learning, there's all these different breathing patterns that we can calm our own nervous system. When we calm the breath, we calm the mind. When the mind is calm, our breath is calm. So, that connection, and bringing that awareness is then conscious living. It's the first and last thing we do here. And who's taught us to breathe? Who's taught us the power of our breath, that when we change our breath, that we can transform our lives. And before I get into a little, there's a great quote from Dr. Andrew Weil. What is it here? On improper breathing is a common cause of ill health. If I had to limit my advice on healthier living to just one tip, it would be simply to learn how to breathe correctly. There's no single more powerful or more simple daily practice to further your health and well-being than breath work by Andrew.
Excellent.
So that's going back to the source of calming our nervous system. And that's what these pranayama breath work, it calms our nervous system. It calms this hyper-arousal, this hyper-stimulation, this burnout, this to go within to calm, to be able to handle and respond to life's events, or this prevention of these symptoms that can be extreme through menopause or different situations, to reduce that, or to calm if you're going through it and you're in that anxious fight or flight state or having hot flashes. There's different breathing patterns that cool the body. There's cooling, breathing patterns, and then there's ones that create some heat. So the intention of breath work, I do many different styles, and there's this active conscious breathing where it stirs things up. It brings things up, this somatic way of release from the mind-body connection from these old past traumas or stressors that are stored. So going beyond talk therapy or going beyond a pill for a symptom, it clears out so this prana, this life force energy can flow. So rather than this old fight or flight programming of force, it's safe to flow. It's safe to be in the flow of life, the cycles of life, and slowing down. But it takes releasing, like you talked about, these old patterns and beliefs, to create this space. So there's a lot of different ways and modalities in breath work. But one is just learning to follow the breath. That's the first step. And then there's a resonance breathing, which is five in, seven out. And 2 minutes of that can calm your nervous system. So that's an
So it's
introduction.
five breaths in, so it's 5 seconds in, 7 seconds out.
Yeah, so I have clients bookend their day. So it's starting the day not with the alarm going off. You're putting your body in fight or flight. You're instantly in stress mode. Sit up and do some breathing for 2 minutes. Go to and remind your body this is the natural calm state. So it's in through the nose for five and out for seven. So it's longer exhales and it's learning how to breathe. So, it's learning how to properly breathe, through the nose and into the belly, into the chest, deep and full. So it's really going back to the source, which we have, which is our breath. It's always with us as our guide. And that's our soul right there, our breath. So there's.
I love, love that. And thank you for that. I was going to actually ask you if you could give us like an action tool that people can use. Because I think a
Yes.
lot of times when people come to me or they're seeking out information about menopause, and we give them a list of things like these are the things that will help you support you. So you might want to look at your hormones and here's how much protein you need to have and you should drink water. And they get an overwhelm, which is totally understandable. So, if you're asking somebody to find 45 minutes to do a practice, which everyone should, but reality is in starting people off with baby steps, like what's something somebody can do
Yeah,
in the
meeting
course of
them
a
where
day?
they're
Easy,
at.
right?
Right.
So
Not
that
this
2 minute
all or
minutes.
nothing to, oh my gosh,
Absolutely.
now to 45. Start by following your breath. Just start to bring some awareness to the breath, or 1 minute of resonance frequency breathing. You do five in, seven out, five times. You have a minute and expand on it. Then go to 2 minutes, then go to 5 minutes, or 5 or 10 minute meditation practice. So it's starting right where you're at to build that up.
I love that. I thank you. Thank you so, so
Awesome.
much. It was so great to see you, and I love your messaging, and I think it's going to be really important. This is something super important for women to hear and to have tools and to understand the why behind why we need these things, especially during this season of life. I would love to have you join us. We have a closed Facebook group, and I'd love to at some point schedule you to come on and do like an actual breath work live if that is of interest to you. And if you loved Sonia, like who doesn't, right? I mean, come on, seriously, look at her. She's amazing. We're going to list her socials. We're going to list her website. She does beautiful in-person sessions and also telehealth and virtual. So definitely everyone needs a little bit of her in their life. I would highly recommend.
And you all have it within you because you're all love and light. So we all are. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Be well. Take care.